Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
I've heard for many years now that some animals have a sixth sense. They can sense danger, natural disasters, and or changes in weather, among many other things. Like geese flying south for the winter, like cows lying down when it's about to rain, and that dogs can see spirits. You know, ghosts. I can somewhat believe the first two, because, after all, I've actually seen them. I never believed the seeing ghosts thing about dogs. I never believed in ghosts, spirits, or anything paranormal, as a matter of fact. That is, until recently. About a week ago, my wife, Barbara, and I... my name's Tom, by the way. We had planned a nice, relaxing day at the beach. Given the fact that we just so happened to be off on the same day. It's something that rarely ever happens. My wife is a teller at the bank in town, and I am the night manager at Wally World, a department store in town as well. Anyway, we finally had a day off together. My wife had packed a picnic lunch. You know, sandwiches, chips, little pieces of fruits, and a cooler full of sodas and water. As well as two travel mugs of coffee, one for her and one for me. We were ready for Shower Beach. That's not the real name of it, though, but it does rhyme with the real name. We just call it that to amuse ourselves, and because it has a full shower facility on site. We also brought our dog, Gremlin. Gremlin is a 2-year-old Chihuahua slash Terrier mix, brown and white, about 15 pounds, and an absolute mama's boy. He follows my wife everywhere. The kitchen when she's cooking dinner, the bathroom when she showers, he even has his own chair at the dinner table, next to her, of course. He's not spoiled. No, not at all. Anyway, we decided, he decided that he was going to come with us. It was about 8:30 in the morning. I grabbed the cooler and basket and headed for the door. My wife grabbed her purse, the travel mugs, and a blanket, then held the door open for me. Apparently, Gremlin saw the purse and the open door. He knew exactly what that meant. He's a very smart dog. I guess he decided that he was going to go bye-bye too, ran out the door, almost tripping me, and sat by the passenger side door of the truck. You guessed it. My wife's door. I loaded the stuff in the back of the Blazer as my wife opened her door. "Yes, Grammy, you can come too," she said, smiling. Gremlin got in, wagging his tail. My wife got in herself, as I did the same. All three of us then made the 45-minute drive to Shower Beach. Gremlin sat on my wife's lap, of course, and went to sleep. My wife and I talked, laughed, and listened to music. Not any kind of music. No, her kind of music. Michael Bolton music. When we got to the beach, I had the overwhelming urge to listen to Slayer, Metallica, or even Ozzy, just to get my manhood back. In any case, we got to the beach, unloaded the truck, went down to the sand, and enjoyed the next 4 hours, spending time together, running around playing with the dog, getting our feet wet in the water, eating lunch, and relaxing on the blanket. Gremlin as well. I was lying there with my eyes closed. My wife was doing the same as Gremlin sat there checking out the girl dogs, I assume. Now, I'm sure many, if not all of you, have been to the beach at some point in your life, and you've laid down and closed your eyes. You can still feel the heat from the sun beating down on you, right? Well, as I lie there, sun beating down on me, it suddenly faded into a brisk blanket of cold air. I opened my eyes to see the sky quickly turning gray, and a large patch of intensely black clouds off in the distance. I tapped my wife on the shoulder to get her attention, and said, "There's a bad storm coming, babe. We gotta get out of here." She looked up at the sky and quickly agreed. We grabbed all of our belongings and ran to the truck, as well as many other people on the beach. Gremlin right beside us. We threw the stuff in the back of the truck and quickly hopped in. Gremlin jumped in the back seats and laid down, which was odd. I started the car and began driving out of the parking lot. The fog then rolled in, completely out of nowhere. And I'm not talking a little bit of fog, no. I'm talking barely can see an inch in front of your car fog. There was no fog when we were down on the sand. Where did this crap come from? I thought to myself. The best way I can describe it is that it looked like a scenario from that Stephen King movie, The Mist, only worse. I drove like a snail, creeping down the road, barely able to see where I was going. You could see lightning bolts flashing within the fog and hear thunder booming in the distance. It never rained, though, which was odd. Gremlin began to whine just a little bit. "It's okay, boy," my wife said to him, then turned around, reaching between the seats, and rubbed his head. "Want to come sit with Mom?" she asked him. Gremlin did not move, which was very odd. "Okay," my wife said, then turned back around. About 20 minutes into driving in the fog, it just disappeared. Just like that. The fog was gone, and the day was bright and sunny again. I couldn't even see it in my rearview mirror. The image shown in the mirror was that of a bright, sunny day, like the fog or the storm never existed.
"Where did the fog go?"
my wife asked. "I don't know, but that kind of creeped me out," I answered. Gremlin then barked from the back seat. I guess it creeped him out, too. We drove for about 10 more minutes, passing familiar buildings, gas stations, and other businesses. Now, brace yourself. This is where it gets weird. You see, my wife and I made this trip to and from Shower Beach many, many times before. So we know the layout of the road pretty well. I mean, where all the stoplights are, places to eat, gas stations, and landmarks. But we did not remember what came next. As I was driving along, talking to my wife, not really paying attention to the road, we suddenly came upon a stoplight that was never there before, at the beginning of what should have been an old dirt field, but was now an old run-down cemetery. I slammed on the brakes to avoid running the red light. Gremlin slid off the back seat. He hit the floor, stood up, shook it off, jumped back on the seat, and barked, as if he was calling me a moron.
Where did that...
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Cemetery come from, Tom? My wife asked, slightly confused. I don't know, I replied. Maybe we just missed it on the way down. But ain't it awesome?
Yeah, maybe. But it is awesome. Let's stop, she replied.
Now, you have to understand that my wife and I are both history buffs. We love history. You can call us sick if you want to, but sometimes we like to just walk around old cemeteries and look at the dates on the headstones, just for fun. And this cemetery was old. You could tell because it was completely surrounded by an old black iron fence, about 10 feet high, and all the headstones were made of stone, not granite or bronze like they are nowadays. I put on my right turn signal and got in the turning lane. As soon as I did, Gremlin put his paws on the armrest of the back passenger side door, staring out the window, and whined loudly. I then drove about 30 yards to the entrance of the cemetery. Gremlin began whining more intensely. "What's the matter, boy?" I asked, stopping the car at the entrance. He turned his head quickly, and I swear he looked me dead straight in the eyes, growled, then barked, as if he was trying to tell me something. In retrospect, I should have listened. The entrance had two large square gray pillars on either side of the road, with huge gray gargoyles on top. A black iron half-moon sign stretched across the top of the pillars, connecting the two together, with the words "Robert Bell's Memorial Cemetery" written on it. Since the cemetery's entrance was located directly on the road, there was nowhere to park the truck. I had to pull in. As soon as I pulled in, Gremlin began to bark repeatedly, running back and forth on the back seat, hitting the doors as he did.
"Gremmy, stop!"
my wife yelled, and she never yells at him. He didn't stop. He just kept running and barking. "He'll be fine," I said, and got out of the truck. My wife did the same. Now, the air should have been hot, given it was bright and sunny outside. But it was not. The air inside the cemetery was cold. I'm talking goosebumps cold. We walked to the back of the truck, opened the hatch, and each grabbed a fleece throw-on that we kept in the back, just in case. We put on our fleeces, and I shut the hatch. We closed the trunk doors, leaving the windows down around 2 inches so Gremlin could get some air, and began walking through the cemetery, looking at the headstones.
"I got 1735,
my wife said.
"Cool. Here's one that says 1437,
I said.
"Can you believe that? Take a picture of me and the stone. Please, babe. I've never seen one this far back."
She then pulled out her phone and took the picture. "I'll check it out later. Let's keep going." We could hear Gremlin growling and barking in the distance, going completely insane. It wasn't a, "Yeah, mommy's home, happy bark." It was a, "If I catch you, I'm gonna kill you" bark. We walked a few more feet when my wife turns to me and said,
"I'm worried about Gram. Look at him. He's never acted like this before."
Her eyes then began to tear up. Now, you have to understand that Gremlin is a very laid-back kind of dog, and for him to be acting this way was not normal at all.
"Yeah," I said. "Something's spooking him. Poor guy. Let's go. We'll come back another time."
My wife agreed, and we quickly made our way back to the truck. We got in, took our fleeces off, and began to drive home. Gremlin stopped barking as much, laid down on the passenger side of the back seat, and growled quietly as he stared at the other side of the street and barked on occasion. He totally ignored my wife when she tried to talk to him. That was really, really odd. When we got home and got out of the truck, Gremlin refused to get out, so much so that I had to physically scoop him up and carry him in the house. I put him down once we got inside, and he just stood there, looking at the front door intensely. It was about 5:30 at this point. My wife and I decided to have TV dinners for dinner and to watch a couple movies on Netflix. My wife prepared the food while I set up the TV trays. Gremlin still stayed at the door. About halfway through the first movie, Gremlin again began to bark angrily at the door, then took off, like a bat out of hell, toward the kitchen. My wife and I just looked at each other. We quickly got up and ran to the kitchen when we heard Gremlin yelp several times and heard the sound of dishes and glassware breaking. I turned on the light as we both walked in to see Gremlin lying down in the doorway, eyes wide, staring up at the ceiling, showing teeth, but but not growling. Every single cabinet door and drawer were wide open. Multiple pieces of plates, saucers, and glasses lie broken on the kitchen floor.
"What the hell?" I said.
"I don't know," my wife replied. Then shook her head. "I've had enough for today. I'm tired. I want to go lay down," she said. "Okay, I'll be up in a minute. I'm going to clean this up real quick," I said. Gremlin then got up and walked with my wife, looking back to the kitchen on occasion. I swept up all the broken pieces, put them in the trash, shut the cabinet doors and the drawers, then shut off the light. As the light went off, I saw what looked like an old woman standing by the back door. I just shrugged it off as bad lighting, then went upstairs to lay down. I walked in our bedroom, and Gremlin was lying at the foot of the bed, staring at the door, instead of snuggling with my wife like he always does. What's going on with him? I thought, and laid down too. The next morning, the alarm on my phone woke me up at 5 a.m., like it always does. My wife didn't have to be at work until 9, so I wanted to let her sleep. Gremlin as well. It did not happen that way. I stumbled down the stairs. When I got about 3 or 4 steps from the bottom, I heard a voice, or what sounded like a voice, in my right ear, saying something I couldn't understand. What? I thought, then quickly dismissed it as people outside. I turned the corner to see my dining room table turned upside down, with the 6 chairs positioned like a pyramid on top of it.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Strange writings and even stranger symbols carved into the wall. The chandelier was ripped down, wires hanging from the ceiling and thrown into the back of the couch, ripping it to shreds.
"Barbara!"
I yelled, as loud as I could, then felt incredibly cold for just a few seconds, then back to normal. My wife came staggering down the stairs in a hurry, Gremlin in tow.
"What?"
she said. "It's got to be the wind or a truck going by. It's something. There's got to be an explanation for this," I said, completely frazzled. I moved the chairs, turned the table right side up, then put the chairs back in place. I then grabbed the chandelier, took it out back, and tossed it into the trash. I came back inside, walked into the kitchen, turned the coffee pot on, and sat at the bottom of the stairs, trying to rationalize what was going on. My wife joined me, after letting Gremlin out front to go to the restroom, or whatever he does in the morning, then letting him back in. He made a beeline for his food and water bowls, ate some food, drank some water, then sat at my wife's feet. When the coffee pot beeped, I made us each a cup of coffee, and we sat on the stairs, talking, drinking coffee until it was time for Barbara to get ready for work. She got up and said,
"I'll be right back, babe. I gotta get dressed."
I nodded my head as I took a drink of my coffee. She then turned and began walking up the stairs. I turned to watch her do so. Gremlin followed close behind. She reached the top of the stairs, turning right and disappearing out of sight. Suddenly, my wife screamed, a blood-curdling and terrifying scream as Gremlin began barking viciously and growling once again.
"Tom!"
I heard my wife scream as I heard the sound of a door being slammed shut. I ran up the stairs as fast as I could, turning to see Gremlin barking, growling, and clawing at our bedroom door, trying to get in. My wife screamed again as the sound of wood breaking could be heard.
then a loud thud on the floor.
Tom.
My wife screamed again, more fearful this time. I tried the doorknob, but it was locked or stuck or something. I then began slamming my shoulders into the door, screaming. Barbara! Gremlin going completely insane.
Tom.
My wife screamed again.
Help me.
Another loud thud. After the third or fourth try, I finally managed to break the door down. I rushed in to a huge gust of wind blowing in my bedroom, like a whirlpool. Several pieces of paper, chunks of wood, small knick-knacks, and various other items were caught in it and spinning in the air. I had to shield myself from getting hit. Gremlin tried running to the bed, but was caught in the wind and slammed hard into the chair. I looked to my left to see Barbara pinned back first against the wall, her arms spread out, her head back, gasping for air, and about 3 inches off the ground, like someone or something was holding her up. Barbara! I screamed and began to fight the winds to get my wife. Suddenly, an ear-piercing screech was heard, which morphed into words.
She's mine,
the voice said, as this incredibly grotesque, for lack of a better term, person began to appear in front of my wife as the wind died down, the items falling to the floor. I was frozen for a second. This person was dressed in an old white robe that was tattered and frayed at the edges. Its entire body was void of any flesh, only the decaying skeletal frame. Its nose and eyes were just black holes that had what appeared to be worms crawling out of them. Its mouth had about 5 broken, decaying teeth in it. This person's right arm was holding my wife off the ground. It was completely transparent.
Get out!
It screamed demonically. Gremlin then barked so viciously that it actually scared me. Before I could even move, Gremlin jumped from the chair to the bed, then leaped at this person. It then shrieked another ear-piercing shriek and completely disappeared. Gremlin, landing on all fours on the floor as my wife fell into the fetal position, trying to catch her breath. Gremlin quickly running over to her and licking her face. I quickly ran over to her as well, making sure she was all right, and picked her up in a fireman's carry. Gremmy, let's go, I said loudly as I ran out of the bedroom and down the stairs, my wife in my arms, Gremlin right behind me. When I got to the bottom of the stairs and turned the corner, Gremlin then passed me, stopping at the front door, and began barking again. What is it, Grem? I asked. He barked a few more times and stepped towards the door. I thought it was that old, dead woman again.
Police department, open up.
I heard a deep, raspy voice say. Gremlin then sat down. I walked over to the door, opened it, still holding my wife. We gotta get out of here, I said, and pushed past the officer as I laid my wife down on the grass. Gremlin now sitting by her side.
We are reports of domestic violence happening at this residence. Now back away from the woman,
the officer said sternly. I looked at my wife. She nodded her head, and I backed away. Gremlin stayed put. I spent the next 45 minutes explaining to the cops what had happened as the EMTs tended to my wife and found she was okay, just a bit shaken up. Gremlin still by her side. The cops then spoke to her. She confirmed my story. They didn't believe us and actually told me that they believed that my wife is covering for me because she's afraid. I would never put hands on my wife. Ever. After the cops and EMTs left, my wife and I, as well as Gremlin, agreed that we were not going to stay here anymore. We got in the truck, backed out of the driveway, and left it all behind. Free house if anyone wants it, ghosts included. I called the landlord and told him we were leaving. He wished me good luck and hung up the phone. I didn't tell him about the ghost or the damage.
My wife and I both called our jobs and told them we were involved in a traumatic event and needed a few days off. They both agreed. We rented a room at the local hotel for a week or so until we found another place, and Gremlin is back to being a mama's boy. We never did find out why the ghost wanted my wife. Yesterday, my wife, myself, and Gremlin made the trip downstate to see if that cemetery was still there. This time, no Michael Bolton. It was Motley Crue all the way down and back home. Anyway, the cemetery was not there. Just a dirt field like it was before. I don't know what that place was, and don't want to know. Last night, I finally checked out that picture that my wife took at the cemetery. And if you look really close, you can barely make out the face and the body of that person standing behind the headstone. She deleted that picture immediately, and we are never going date hunting at a cemetery again. Now, if I learned anything from this experience, it's that ghosts are real, and dogs can see them, even if the human eye can't. So the next time your dog is barking at nothing, ask yourself this question. Is this really nothing, or is it something you just can't see?
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.